For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by EOC Audio, Chicagoland's leader in audio, video, networking, and home automation, EOCAudio.com.
Yeah, I just wanted to leave my mark. One day I want to be able to be a USA member. I want to be able to be with that team. So it was an honor to come out there and play against them. Coming off the bench, I just wanted to bring as much energy as I could.
Angel Reese of the Chicago Sky. And it sounds like soon, maybe, she and teammates will have their own private practice facility in Bedford Park.
It sounds like they're trying, they understand what is at stake. And what is at stake is keeping Angel Reese a Chicago Sky.
Yeah, and keeping your reputation, because you're losing players. They had to be embarrassed into this, shamed into this. They've announced that they're going to break ground on a new facility this fall. I will believe it when I see it.
Now, there's already like enough room for the Sky to practice there, although there's a tons of youth stuff. And people, you've probably seen, if you watch White Sox games or Cubs games, their commercials are on the broadcast.
Like at the Wintrust Sports Complex?
Yeah. Like, so you've probably seen this area, and some of you probably take your kids there and they do stuff. But it's good I actually had Annie, I was on Stadium yesterday, and it was such a big story that we brought Annie in to talk about it. And she was saying, look, they wanted to get something done somewhere in the city, but where was that going to be? I think that this is a good compromise. Like, it's relatively close. Your players can live in the city if they want. You're very close to Midway. So if you're flying out,
charter will now use Midway.
Yeah, it makes things easier to do. And if the players want to live, like, Bedford Park is nothing for me from Hyde Park. So that's a good thing too. Like if they wanted to live in the South Loop, not a problem, because you're right next to 55 and you can jump off. I think that it's a better overall idea. Now it's like you said, shovels in the ground, get this thing moving, because what you don't want is at the end of this for Angel Reese to then have had all of this exposure to the rest of the league and her go, wow, you know, that facility in Seattle is really nice. The facility in Las Vegas is really nice. The facility in Phoenix is really nice. Why do I want to stay here?
And it isn't just the facility. It's also the way other things have been handled around the edges, the way they've been marketed, the way that their media relations has worked to give them every resource. The Sky are still trying to make up ground. They're still behind. And there have been all kinds of empty promises, too.
Yes.
So I'm holding them to a tougher standard than others, because they haven't earned the benefit of the doubt when it comes to following through on a lot of their pie-in-the-sky stuff.
Now, a lot of this predates the current general manager and head coach, but they still have to wear that.
But even so,
organizationally, they have to wear it.
They still don't have enough people overall working in the organization.
Yes.
Period.
That is correct.
Like they're running this like an old WNBA team still.
And you can't, because you have two young ladies that are stars. Like, beyond the basketball part of it, Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso are recognizable to to even people who aren't necessarily WNBA fans. They for sure know who Angel Reese is, and they probably know who Camilla is. So you have to take steps to ensure that you're a destination franchise. And with players like Sloot leaving and KFC wanting out, and even this year, Marina Mabry requesting a trade, those are all things that players around the league, like, that gets around and say, hey, you know, they're not serious about, whether it's they're not serious about winning, they're not serious about competing, they don't do a good job of taking care of their athletes. Those are charges that you have to answer for.
And the idea of a practice facility, it isn't just, here's a basketball court where we go and play privately and we're not dealing with some local public health club. It's so much more than that. It is about nutrition, weight training, overall health and wellness.
Safety,
comfort, offices, whatever they may need at their disposal. Childcare facilities.
Absolutely.
Like, this is, it's a huge undertaking and a massive investment to make sure your players can be at the absolute top of their respective games.
Yeah. I mean, the list of players that have said, I don't want to be here anymore, is an all-star team. It's Allie Quigley and Courtney Vandersloot.
Candace Parker,
KFC, Stephanie Dulce. It was a championship team of players that were like, I'm good. I'm leaving here. I want out of here. So I hope that this is a step in the right direction.
Not to mention what happened with Elena Delladon, but there were...
If you want to go all the way back to Elena Delladon, you can.
But there were extenuating circumstances there because of the doctor she needed to treat her unique issues. So she wanted to be closer to that and closer to her special needs sister.
Yeah.
But this has been a city more known for departures than arrivals.
Yes, and it shouldn't be, especially when you... I mean, even the coach... Like,
he left to go take a bench job with the Raptors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the coach was like, I'm out. See y'all later. So there's a lot of work to be done, but I think that this makes more sense than them being in Highland Park or Deerfield, right? They're at the multiplex. It makes more sense for them to be at Bedford Park than it does Deerfield. It's just going to be, I think,
even
overall
Quicks
easier.
Even though Quicks and Sloot lived in Deerfield.
Yeah, I mean, all of them, yeah. you move there because that's where the facility is. Mm-hmm. Now, the players have the option of living in South Loop, the West Loop, Hyde Park. Like, they can be in the city. If what's the neighborhood in, right by Midway? They can live over there, too, if that's what they want to do. But you'll be a lot closer to where your home games are on game day now than you were in Deerfield. And getting to Wintrust from Deerfield at 4 in the afternoon. Not fun.
Ask the Bulls about that. Ask anybody who saw the Michael Jordan Gray Testarossa go by you on the shoulder, or Jerry Krause's Cadillac, or, you know, Phil Jackson needing a helicopter. That was no fun back in the day. And in large part, ironically, because so many rubes were stopped on the Kennedy looking at the Dennis Rodman, Bigsby, and Crothers billboard that it was backing up all the way into the Edens.
Yeah, that's right. It changed hair, didn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Wasn't that the whole bit?
And pre-cell phone, people had, like, disposable cameras that they were holding up as they were driving by. And, oh, my God, that was really dumb.
Well, I like this because they needed a space, and I was trying to figure out places where they could, you know, do like a rental. But, like, ideally that would be Wintrust, but Wintrust is also a concert venue. So there's stuff going on there, and it belongs to DePaul. So the DePaul women have a baller locker room at Wintrust Arena.
Yeah, unfortunately, the logo stays up in that locker room because the sky, their departments haven't recognized, like, for our optics purposes, we need to put our own name and logo over this stuff for post-game and pregame.
Or figure out how to have it shot where your stuff is prominent and not.
It's that. I mean, that's 101 stuff. That's basic sports public relations.
I think that what I'm very happy about for beyond Angel Reese's tenure with the Chicago Sky is that her being here is going to make things better for players 10 years from now. That to me is you talk about legacy. Like, that's a really good thing to have happen.
773 texter, one of my only memories from being 6 years old, I grew up next to 94 at Lake Avenue. My babysitter used to take us out to watch MJ go by.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think he's lucky he didn't get one of those side mirrors knocked off at any point, because...
But it's kind of a weird thing, but like everyone knew. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Go get a mic.
Like, everyone's like, oh, Mike's trying to get to the game.
It was a community thing. It made you feel like, it's like, oh, that's okay. It's not, who's this bastard driving
on
the shoulder?
No, that's Mike.
Like, that's Mike's lane.
Mike got to get to, if you want him to drop 40 tonight, Mike got to get to the United Center.
Right, but it made it feel like a small town thing, like the Hickory bus with the high school kids in it, you know, arriving in Ulitic or wherever they went.
Yeah. Like, what was that just went by us? Oh, that was Michael Jordan. That's He's Mike. Late for the game.
And then there was the time where I almost ran Jerry Krause off the road.
Why?
Because I was racing back for the Berto Center to do a report. He was racing back for the game or whatever it was. And he was driving fast. And I was trying to change lanes. And he just sort of got out on the left. And the horn on that Cadillac was had a different sound to it. No, but it was like this really sort of, it sounded like a church organ almost. And I look over, like, wow, that was a weird sound. Like, oh, sorry, Jerry.
Leave that man alone.
I know. That's my dude.
Yes, Texter, you're right. It's like the Batmobile flying by. You are 100% right. There goes Batman off to save Gotham.
Right, but the difference was too that they wouldn't have to chloroform you to show you where, because everyone knows where Mike lived, and that house, by the way, still on the market.
Well, yeah, it costs too much, and there's too much stuff that's been done to it,
and it's ugly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They did too much.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It looks like, what is it? Remember the hobo from The Simpsons where he buys the solid gold house?
No, I don't remember that.
Don't episode. You? Come on, so Studs. Do you
Studs,
remember
the
Simpsons episode where there's the hobo historian. That like wins the lottery and he builds. The,
oh yeah, yeah. The guy that created
the itchy,
itchy
and scratchy. Yeah,
no, he created itchy.
Created itchy.
Created itchy. And so he gets like back pay from
right.
The and he, company that yeah,
and you remember the house
and
he built?
He gets like solid gold.
Yes.
Basically. Yeah,
yeah. That's the Jordan house that's still on the market.
Paint my chicken coop.
Maybe make it a park or something. I don't know. I don't know what you're gonna do with it. Make it a museum.
Those blintzes are terrible.
I mean, I meant to send you guys this, for a high noon, but I guess Jordan and his wife were out in like Saint Tropez or something. And they started playing the Alan Parsons Project.
Yeah, I sent this to you guys too. Yeah.
And he was like vibing to it. He's like, hell yeah, that's my music. You know what it means?
By God.
He looked at first, it struck me as like, at first he seemed embarrassed, but then he was like, all right.
Yeah, this is me. This is me. I do this for a living. Come over. We were joking over, we were talking about the idea that when he do the powder,
yeah,
how great a bit that was. Like, it's just a great, like, his Red was in on the bit, and then they'd have all of their things that they were going to use, the umbrellas, the hats, the newspapers.
It's also kind of bullying.
I don't think so at all.
If you know how it feels to sit with your stuff in front of you where everything's got to be right and everything's clean, and he comes over there and does that, it sucks.
Yeah, but they were in on the bit, so to me it's not bullying.
Eventually they were in on the bit, but that happened for a long time.
I don't think that him with the powder was enough for it to be disruptive, unless, you know, the person is
just
OCD.
Stay out of my mise en place. Just stay out. That guy, everything's got to be just right and in the spots where I know it is. And now there's some weird white powder all over it. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, at least back in the day, the Bulls that I grew up with, there's a white powder on something.
That's a different
man. Then you got different issues.
You leave Big O and all those other guys out of this thing.
Naming names. They would put that mirror back on the wall.
Whatever.
I learned about the cocaine circus on The Last Dance.
Sure did.
I didn't know.
The traveling cocaine circus.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, the 80s were a time in the NBA. Like, it was so bad.
Not just the NBA. Ask MLB what was going on at that time.
Well, and MLB is still struggling from, there's two different coffee pots over here. Would you like the leaded? Or would you like the unleaded?
Oh, or I mean the whole, oh, that head first slide is really cool. Yeah.
That's had something in my back pocket.
He's got glass vials in his back pocket.
Which is part of the reason that his nickname is.
Okay. And next we'll talk some football as Tyreek Stevenson told us some really cool things about a Bears wide receiver. You thought we were meatballing out before. You just wait,
sir. It's next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Okay, guys, floated pass down. Oh, okay. All right, we have just had a deep pass to DJ Moore in the end zone, broken up by Tyreek Stevenson.
Well, I hope our guy Mark Grody didn't incur the wrath of Bears PR, like he's breaking any rules, that he isn't supposed to be talking about some of this stuff. We had a brief scare a little moment ago. Brad Biggs reporting that Tevin Jenkins was shaken up and he had to leave the field in 11-on-11s, and then he came back out and everything was okay except for a false start.
We can't do this.
I can.
Like, we can't just be reacting to every tweet from practice.
Why not?
As practice is going on.
But it's fun.
Sir, weren't you the one, Mr. Bernstein, that laid out the rules about how we should react to training camp?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't me. That was somebody else.
Like, there's a reason why the Bears don't want folks to talk about injuries during practice until they talk with the player or the coaches.
I never said anything like that, and that was someone completely different.
Okay.
And he said in his orange shirt, my friend.
I'm in my blue pants.
He's here during the break. Oh, my God, Tevin Jenkins is already hurt. No, he took a playoff. It's fine.
All right, new rule. All right, since our segment last week, a week ago today, we had this conversation.
I know, but I told you.
No, since it didn't take, let's reestablish the rules. And I'm going to put this one very firmly out there. We will not be concerned about an injured player unless they don't finish practice.
Yeah, that's probably a good rule.
Won't be
if
concerned.
They leave practice and don't come back, or like,
what about
they have
the
to be,
cart?
Right. If they have to be carted away. Out.
Okay.
If they have to be helivacked out. Any of that stuff is fair.
Okay.
We need a sponsor for the cart, by the way.
If they bring out the cart, then I can worry.
Yes.
Okay.
But not, oh my God, this guy's out for a play.
What about loss of ovoid shape of head?
Fine.
Okay.
Yes, that would be a concern.
That's bad. Then you probably don't need the cart.
I thought we were done playing with fireworks and putting them on our heads.
Okay, well, no, our people, we know that they can do it at any time. So, because they didn't listen this year. I gave the warning, and then the guy immediately snapped into action and blew his head off. So, you know, those things happen. Okay, fine. I'm not going to be worried about him. Robert in Naperville says, I'm dumber now. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll try. I'll do my best.
I get
breaking
it.
Your own damn rule.
Look, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Let's just whiteboard this for the people that are listening to the show. This is what it's like when Dan is having a good day. So we do need to, like, just enjoy it. Like, he got the good news from the doctor yesterday. He got more good news today from the doctor.
Mostly.
So he's in a good mood. This is the least anxious that he's going to be until the next time that he goes to the doctor, which is good for all of us. But what it does, and what it then allows is that since he's actually happy and he doesn't know what that feeling is like, it then turns into meatballness. And that's where we're at now. Yes.
We have a little breaking news here.
Damn it.
That is not unexpected. Breaking news on 670 The Score is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. TBS and Warner Brothers Discovery have just filed a lawsuit against the NBA in New York County Supreme Court over the league's rejection of their attempted match of the Amazon media rights bid.
Because their belief is that they had an opportunity to match the bid. They feel like they did, and that they shouldn't lose the NBA, not next season, but the year after, because of it.
Right. And
the NBA's reply has been, take your story walking.
And Turner's spending a lot of money on this case because they hired Weil Gotshal to do it for him. So
that's a person?
No, Weil Gotshal is a firm.
Oh, okay.
They're very, very high.
He's doing the thing now where he's talking firm. In lawyer.
Oof.
Remember, lawyer family, Dan? Everyone else, not lawyer family.
Yeah, no, Weil Gotshal is like as far as litigators and stuff like this.
Whiteboard that for
us. They are not messing around.
How about we get back to Tyreek Stevenson?
Yeah, Bears. Tyreek Stevenson. Let's
Bears. That. Yes. Bears. Tyreek Stevenson talked about the Bears wide receiving core and Rome Odunze, and it's interesting to hear about the offense from the defensive perspective.
Keenan, just the fact that he can stop mid-route, change his whole route, or just the fact that he gives you something different than what you expecting. Like, he might break inside, but he's just doing that just to see on the next play how he can get you on a route that is coming to him. DJ just going to be DJ. DJ going to run a route, and you're not going to stop it, pretty much. So
is it like a mind game almost with him?
Yeah, because just watching him practice and watching how he plays, like, even if he ain't getting the ball, he runs a whole different route or he does something different, not even let you know that route is there. So if you come back to it or they run that same play, you go to where you thought he was last time, and it's a whole different route.
Going up against Rome, what has struck you about his ability, and what do you think he brings to this loaded group?
He's sneaky fast. Like off the line, you might not, you might not realize he's closing the cushion as fast, but once he on you. So just the fact that he's able to run the whip routes, he's able to break down and run the digs, or if you let him, he'll run right by you. So just the fact that he's, he can pretty much do every route on the route tree.
That's cool to see that type of breakdown of all of the guys. And how often do you hear a black athlete described as sneaky fast? I like that.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't pick up on that.
It's usually the short white guy.
Yeah.
Wes Welker type,
I was having this conversation yesterday with our friend Clay Harbor, because Clay was like, let me tell you about Ladd McConkey. This guy is Wes Welker. He's Danny Amendola. And then I was like, I'm going to allow this because he played with Wes Welker and Danny Amendola. So that I'm going to allow it, even though it does kind of seem like, well, of course Ladd McConkey is Wes Welker.
Wasn't that Hunter Renfro?
Yeah, and Hunter Renfro, Hunter Renfro, a real dude, man.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys are, because they're NFL football players.
Yeah.
They're not little toys.
Yeah. It's not your high school team.
So to hear Tyreek Stevenson gushing over the Bears wide receivers is great, but all those compliments end when the whistle blows, man, because they're apparently getting after it pretty hard.
That's what you want. You want a little bit of feisty. And I appreciate that this defensive back group like most defensive back groups, like they like to talk. And I dig that. Like it's fun. They're good. They have potential to be one of the best units in the NFL. But I also like that Caleb isn't in this by himself. They're real dudes out there on the outside for the Bears now. And you can do all of that. And DJ Moore is like, okay, cool. Now let's play. Let's play for real. It's not like it has been with other Bears quarterbacks where they're sometimes fighting the battle by themselves. Like there's actual respect that is given to, for sure, the two guys who are going to be starting at wide receiver and the other guy who a lot of people think is very talented is going to cause problems.
Mark Grody says that Caleb Williams hit the other guy, Tyler Scott, in the end zone from 30 yards out after Williams missed a wide-open Rome Odunze in the end zone the play before.
Uh-oh.
After a miscommunication between Brisker and Stevenson.
Bear season's over.
You can't be missing, guys. You can't be missing, guys.
Made up for it, Dan. See, this is what we're talking about.
You can't react.
You can't react to every play. We just had this conversation.
We just talked about this.
Oh.
That's the whole bit of, yeah, it's practice. It's supposed to look like that.
Oh, that's right. And you're supposed to make mistakes in practice, so that way you don't make them during games, right? And
but yeah, that's exactly what we talked about 1 week ago today.
And 10 minutes ago. It's fine. He's happy. It's fine.
No, but they're practicing. According to Chris Emma,
oh, dear God.
Caleb Williams goes 4 of 6 for 65 yards in that concluded with a 35-yard touchdown pass to Tyler Scott.
All right, book the Super Bowl tickets for my friends.
Hold on. What was that stat line again, Dan?
4 of 6 for 65 yards, culminating in the 35-yard touchdown pass.
You are Dan Bernstein. That is your name, correct?
I don't know.
Yes or no?
My lawyers advised me to not answer.
Are you the same Dan Bernstein who, when people were counting Zach Bowman interceptions in training camp practice, would make note of how silly that sounded?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I can't recall.
You can't recall?
I can't recall.
Okay. He's pleading the fifth.
I didn't,
because it seems like you just gave the first stats from a padded practice on Caleb Williams.
Jason Leisure says he heard a Bears D lineman say, "Y'all can feel free to block us anytime you want." He couldn't tell who, but DeMarcus Walker, always a good guess.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Further bulletins as events warrant. Are the Bears winning or are the Bears winning? That's why I like it. The Bears can't lose out there.
Well, they can lose. Usually it's at the end of practice with that field goal kicker. And then it's, you know, Bears win.
Oh, that was
Bears lose.
That was a dime to Tyler Scott, too. I've got the video now.
Yeah, you're doing a radio show now.
Oh, radio show. Yes, radio show. But that is just in stride, back of the end zone, both feet down. And the coverage wasn't terrible either. Looked left. Scampered right, bought himself some time.
I don't think that you're supposed to really do this without the express written consent.
What if I have implied oral consent?
You don't, though.
So what if I have tacit consent that I made up?
Well, the video is out in the public medium.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm just observing a video that I see.
Would your lawyer advise you on this, Dan Bernstein?
I couldn't afford him. I got the bill and I fired him. He worked for Weil Gotshal, and I couldn't afford him.
So. It's really Weil Gotshal.
Weil Gotshal. And is it Gotshal? Mingus, I think, is the third name of the guy.
No, that's what you call Jason.
No, that's Schmengus or Dingus.
Oh.
That's either one.
Gotshal.
That looked good.
This is one of the stupider segments we've done in a long time.
I know, but that, you got to see this throw, though.
Pretty
sweet throw.
Because it's radio.
Oh. Well, I described it. He bought himself some time. He looked left. He rolled right.
Avoided
a little bit of pressure. And then he lofted a perfect ball that arced right into the hands of the streaking wideout with enough room to have a no question possession within the back of the end zone for the touchdown Bears. Fade to black.
The Bears!
They are ridiculous.
Well, Lawrence Holmes has now put his feet up on the desk.
And he broke the mic.
No, the mic's already been broken. It's loose. I'll go find a screwdriver.
I don't think you need a screwdriver. This is Please Read This Short Story Called Bears Training Camp Synopsis Live on the Air. Oh, that's true. The 323 is right. I declassified the clips in my head. There's a standing declassification order that I have that anything that I see about the Bears, I can just say without having it stop in my brain. That's just because I have the divine power of kings and popes. I have papal infallibility. Did you know that? I went to the doctor yesterday. That came up in my blood test. They looked at it and goes, I don't know what this is, but you have papal infallibility. I'm like, cool.
For those not watching on twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score, Lawrence Holmes is sitting back, feet up, hands behind his head.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I think he left.
My Starbucks is here.
It is.
Yeah, get your You get do your
have your Starbucks.
Starbucks
order, sir. Cheers. Thank you for getting us Starbucks. It's much appreciated.
Did you get Peter Hansen something? Because he
didn't want anything. He was offered. It's like you, Dan. You also declined.
But look, if you went.
Our culture is awesome.
It's you fly, I'll buy. So you should get something on principle. If you're actually doing that, that's just compensation. It's like consideration. You should at least get a small coffee or something or a bottle of water because you actually did the work.
Well, he knew. He knew he could get something. He declined.
A little iced passion tea?
Starbucks now has this stuff that's got a little caffeine for us non-coffee drinkers.
Okay.
So this is the melon berry one, and then...
Not the Marion berry one.
That's a very different type of caffeine that he's using. And Ray got the citrus one.
Yeah, I'm going to go get
that's the one that I really like, but I figured I would try the berry one, too, to see how... If it was something I will continue to do. But yeah, I always buy for the crew and we ask Dan usually, and he usually says no. You were leaning today. You were thinking about getting those egg bites.
I thought about it and I considered it and no.
Yeah. But yes, Peter, if you end up going to go get stuff, then yeah, you should just get stuff. You're allowed. So next time that it happens, as a matter of fact, are you with us next week? I'll buy specifically so that you can get whatever you want, okay? Because you went to go get it. So we should have mapped that out for you, but it is implied that if you go, then you get something.
I let him know. He knew.
All right, good.
He knew. This thing is delicious, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
It is.
All right, I haven't tried the beer yet. Let's see how this goes.
Looks good. It's the same color as the passion tea that I like. The unsweetened. Tazo Passion Tea. Good. There you go.
I'm going to be fired up for the second half of this show.
You'll be fired up for High Noon. It's not the second half.
Wait,
come
what?
On.
It's not?
No, it's High Noon.
I said the second half of the show.
I know, but the segment used to be called the second half, and now it's called High Noon.
Hey, this is the Midday Midway.
Now, I've got need a ruling on something, but I'm pretty sure that there is a professional athlete who has forfeited his right to... Invite trash talking.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He loses every battle.
probably should sit this one out.
And since we've got Wolverine and Deadpool out, there was a funny trailer for Wolverine and Deadpool that I will share with you. And it has a lot to do with our show. Kind of. Next on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High Noon?
It's your last High Noon of the week, and we began by talking about what today is and what it means with the Bears in a padded practice. They're actually... playing football on a football field representing your Chicago Bears. It's the Bears against the Bears. And I've been watching breathlessly to find highlights and results and things. And the Bears are doing well against the Bears. Mark Grody joined us. He half joined us because Grody was too busy waving at everyone and shaking everybody's hand. And saying, hey, how's it going? How are you? Hey, how are you? Hey, good to see you.
Kevin Warren's going to be so jealous. of Mark Grody's popularity.
That's why Mark Grody was up at 4:30 without the help of an alarm clock. We discussed the Bears allowing Jonathan Owens a lot of latitude when it comes to going to see his maybe the greatest American athlete of all time compete in the Olympics. And I think it's great. I do too. I think it sets an awesome precedent, too, for what you can do to go support your spouse. And teams should be more supportive.
And he was mindful in negotiations, talking with teams, saying, listen, my wife is Simone Biles. This is probably it. I'm going.
And he said, if you want to sign me, you better. That was a condition of his agreement with any team, not just the Bears. The Chicago Sky announced that they would be breaking ground in the fall on a brand new private practice facility in Bedford Park. I will believe it when I see it, because I tend to doubt some of their big promises, because a lot of the stuff that they say they're going to do, they don't do. So I hope they do. It'll be good. And we heard Tyrique Stevenson describing exactly how all of these Bears wideouts work together to make his job difficult.
It's Hammy. Dan, you're a fan of The Princess Bride, right?
Very much so.
Well, I think you will enjoy this trailer for Wolverine and Deadpool starring Fred Savage.
Kind of prefer Marvel movies. We are Marvel. Yeah, but, you know, you're Marvel licensed by Fox. It's like if the Beatles were produced by Nickelback. It's music, but it sucks.
Hey, that's it. I'm done. I've had it with all this Nickelback hating, right? You think that makes you cool with the cool kids in school, Fred?
No, it just makes me right.
It doesn't.
They're overproduced, formulaic, ear garbage.
Oh, really? You know who might disagree with that? Facts. 50 million albums worldwide. 11th best-selling musical act of all time. Billboard's most successful rock group of the last decade. 6 Grammy nominations. 12 Juno Awards. Those count. 6 Billboard Music Awards. 2 American Music Awards. 1 People's Choice Award. Canadian. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Sorry. I thought we were just having fun. I didn't realize it was
You know, you were, You gotta say, you were nicer as a kid.
Tired of living like a blind man. Sick inside of a sense of feeling. This is how you remind me.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am.
So go see Wolverine and Deadpool.
And remind me, in the Barbie movie, when they're saying, I want to push you around and I will. Is that that's Nickelback,
no,
right?
That's Matchbox 20.
Yeah,
okay.
Matchbox 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a little respect.
But same thing, right?
Oh, no. Right? No.
Same idea?
Matchbox 20 is way cooler.
But the best part in Barbie is like, can I play the guitar and sing at you? He didn't say sing to you. He says sing at you.
No one in Nickelback has ever been in an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Rob Thomas has been in Always Sunny, therefore he's cooler.
Okay. All right. I trust you. This headline, I love the way the defector wrote this story, because it has been on TMZ and elsewhere. All it says here is Cal Quantrill starts benches clearing brawl with extremely specific and informed trash talk. Now, do you remember former White Sox catcher Reese McGuire?
Yes.
Does that name ring a bell?
Well, yeah, for a lot of reasons.
All right, so runners on second and third, and Cal Quantrill gave up a run on RBI groundout from Dom Smith. He struck out Roman Gonzalez. Boy, look at all these names. Struck out Roman Gonzalez for the second out, and then got catcher Reese McGuire to pop up to end the inning. It seems silly to celebrate preserving a 6-run lead. Keep in mind the Quantrill pitches for the Rockies. And the starter didn't need to turn around to know he'd induced a weak fly ball from McGuire, and he let out a triumphant scream as he walked back from the dugout. McGuire, still jogging down the first baseline, snapped at him. And Quantrill said afterward, I recognize we were up by whatever we were up. I celebrate when we get important outs. So he took offense to it. Some words were exchanged. It's baseball. We'll all move on. And Quantrill does it. He's yappy. But it's about the words themselves that were exchanged with Reese McGuire. because it is very clear by the camera angle. You don't have to be the greatest lip reader in the world. McGuire says something to Quantrill, and Quantrill replies, "You bleeped off in an effing parking lot, you dumb F." And if you remember, indeed, Reese McGuire was arrested and charged with, and I didn't know this was a charge, he was charged with exposure of sexual organs. And at the time, deputies responded to a call that a man was exposing himself in the parking lot of a strip mall in Dunedin, Florida. I believe it was near Family Dollar, where the Jays hold their spring training.
All those savings, man, get you in the mood.
Saving is sexy.
In the footage, a deputy...
Go get it, baby.
A deputy asked him, if you're down at an apartment next to the stadium, why would you come to a parking lot just to do this? And McGuire responded, I don't know. And he pleaded no contest to second-degree misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct. So my belief is, if you're Reese McGuire, I know you're a Major League Baseball player and all that, but if you got busted pleasuring yourself in the parking lot of a strip mall, and not, I mean, like, busted, like the cop, they books you, cuffs you, and puts you in the back of the squad car for it, I think you probably should just keep your head down and go on about your existence. Because once someone says that to you as a response, you off in an effing parking lot, you dumb. What is he going to say to that?
That's an all-time trump card. Like there's no comeback for that. There's no way to respond.
You popped up. He's happy you popped up. You're probably, if you don't want that invoked,
up, right?
You don't get to make that noise today because that's all you've been for 2 hours.
I just think it's hilarious that this guy thinks it's like, well, I'm going to scream at him. And then, don't you expect that that guy's going to come back with that?
It's going to be hard for, difficult for Reese McGuire to win any type of snap contest. He can't, because that's like Stud said, it's always there. Always available for anyone that would like to talk to you about some things to go, hey, aren't you the guy that did the thing?
And it's not alleged. It wasn't some urban myth.
Right.
It's not a story. It's like the cop went over to the car and knocked on the window.
And it's bigger than baseball, too. That's going to follow of the game.
We don't know that. I mean, that was probably in the police report.
Oh, it probably was.
If it was bigger than baseball. Or bigger than hip-hop. Shout out to Dead Prez.
That's High Noon. There was a response that Matt Eberflus gave to a question that was telling in a way, and it has to do with how the Bears see what the future holds for them writ large. It sounds like a little thing, but I don't necessarily think it is.
Yeah, it's something that should be kept in mind when discussing all of their business doings. We'll discuss next on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
High Noon of the week, and we began by talking about what today is and what it means with the Bears in a padded practice. They're actually playing football on a football field representing your Chicago Bears. It's the Bears against the Bears, and I've been watching breathlessly to find highlights and results and things, and the Bears are doing well against the Bears. Mark Grody joined us. He half joined us because Grody was too busy waving at everyone and shaking everybody's hand and saying, hey, how's it going? How are you? Hey, how are you? Hey, good to see you.
Kevin Warren's going to be so jealous of Mark Grody's popularity.
That's why Mark Grody was up at 4:30 without the help of an alarm clock. We discussed the Bears allowing Jonathan Owens a lot of latitude when it comes to going to see his maybe the greatest American athlete of all time compete in the Olympics. And I think it's great. I do too. I think it sets an awesome precedent, too, for what you can do to go support your spouse. And teams should be more supportive.
And he was mindful in negotiations, talking with teams, saying, listen, my wife is Simone Biles. This is probably it. I'm going.
And he said, if you want to sign me, you better. That was a condition of his agreement with any team, not just the Bears. The Chicago Sky announced that they would be breaking ground in the fall on a brand new private practice facility in Bedford Park. I will believe it when I see it, because I tend to doubt some of their big promises. Because a lot of the stuff that they say they're going to do, they don't do. So I hope they do. It'll be good. And we heard Tyrique Stevenson describing exactly how all of these Bears wideouts work together to make his job difficult.
It's Hammy.
Dan, you're a fan of The Princess Bride, right?
Very much so.
Well, I think you will enjoy this trailer for Wolverine and Deadpool starring Fred Savage.
Kind of prefer Marvel movies. We are Marvel. Yeah, but, you know, you're Marvel licensed by Fox. It's like if the Beatles were produced by Nickelback. It's music, but it sucks.
Hey, that's it. I'm done. I've had it with all this Nickelback hating, right? You think that makes you cool with the cool kids in school, Fred?
No, it just makes me right.
It doesn't.
They're overproduced, formulaic, ear garbage.
Oh, really? You know who might disagree with that? Facts. 50 million albums worldwide. 11th best-selling musical act of all time. Billboard's most successful rock group of the last decade. 6 Grammy nominations. 12 Juno Awards. Those count. 6 Billboard Music Awards. 2 American Music Awards. 1 People's Choice Award. Canadian. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Sorry. I thought we were just having fun. I didn't realize it was
You know, you were, You gotta say, you were nicer as a kid.
Tired of living like a blind man. Sick of sight of a sense of feeling. This is how you remind me.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am.
So go see Wolverine and Deadpool.
And remind me, in the Barbie movie, when they're saying, I want to push you around and I will. That's Nickelback,
no,
right?
That's Matchbox 20.
Yeah,
okay,
Matchbox 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a little respect.
But same thing, right?
Oh, no. Right? No.
Same idea?
Matchbox 20 is way cooler.
But the best part in Barbie is like, can I play the guitar and sing at you? He didn't say sing to you. He says sing at you.
No one in Nickelback has ever been in an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Rob Thomas has been in Always Sunny. Therefore, he's cooler.
Okay. All right. I trust you. This headline, I love the way the defector wrote this story, because it has been on TMZ and elsewhere. All it says here is Cal Quantrill starts benches clearing brawl with extremely specific and informed trash talk. Now, do you remember former White Sox catcher Reese McGuire?
Yes.
Does that name ring a bell?
Well, yeah, for a lot of reasons.
All right, so runners on second and third, and Cal Quantrill gave up a run on an RBI ground out from Dom Smith. He struck out Roman Gonzalez. Boy, look at all these names. Struck out Roman Gonzalez for the second out, and then got catcher Reese McGuire to pop up to end the inning. It seems silly to celebrate preserving a 6-run lead. Keep in mind the Quantrill pitches for the Rockies. And the starter didn't need to turn around to know he'd induced a weak fly ball from McGuire, and he let out a triumphant scream as he walked back from the dugout. McGuire, still jogging down the first baseline, snapped at him. And Quantrill said afterward, I recognize we were up by whatever we were up. I celebrate when we get important outs. So he took offense to it. Some words were exchanged. It's baseball. We'll all move on. And Quantrill does it. He's yappy. But it's about the words themselves that were exchanged with Reese McGuire. Because it is very clear by the camera angle, you don't have to be the greatest lip reader in the world McGuire says something to Quantrill, and Quantrill replies, "You bleeped off in an effing parking lot, you dumb F." And if you remember, indeed, Reese McGuire was arrested and charged with, and I didn't know this was a charge, he was charged with exposure of sexual organs. And at the time, deputies responded to a call that a man was exposing himself in the parking lot of a strip mall in Dunedin, Florida. I believe it was near Family Dollar, where the Jays hold their spring training.
All those savings, man, get you in a mood.
Saving is sexy.
In the footage, a deputy...
Go get it, baby.
A deputy asked him, if you're down at a department next to the stadium, why would you come to a parking lot just to do this? And McGuire responded, I don't know. And he pleaded no contest to second-degree misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct. So my belief is, if you're Reese McGuire, I know you're a Major League Baseball player and all that, but if you got busted pleasuring yourself in the parking lot of a strip mall, and not, I mean, like, busted, like the cop, they books you, cuffs you, and puts you in the back of the squad car for it, I think you probably should just keep your head down and go on about your existence. Because once someone says that to you as a response, you off in an effing parking lot, you dumb. What is he going to say to that?
That's an all-time trump card. Like there's no comeback for that.
Right.
There's no way to respond.
You popped up. He's happy you popped up. You're probably, if you don't want that invoked,
you don't get to make that noise today because that's all you've been for 2 hours.
I just think it's hilarious that this guy thinks it's like, well, I'm going to scream at him. And then, don't you expect that that guy's going to come back with that?
Difficult for Reese McGuire to win any type of snap contest. He can't, because that's like Stud said, it's always there. Always available for anyone that would like to talk to you about some things to go, hey, aren't you the guy that did the thing?
And it's not alleged. It wasn't some urban myth.
Right.
It's not a story. It's like the cop went over to the car and knocked on the window.
And it's bigger than baseball, too. That's going to follow of the game.
We don't know that. I mean, that was probably in the police report.
Oh, it probably was.
If it was bigger than baseball. Or bigger than hip-hop. Shout out to Dead Prez.
That's High Noon. There was a response that Matt Eberflus gave to a question that was telling in a way, and it has to do with how the Bears see what the future holds for them writ large. It sounds like a little thing, but I don't necessarily think it is.
Yeah, it's something that should be kept in mind when discussing all of their business doings. We'll discuss next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.